Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to the PyTech Solutions Deep Dive Series. I'm Mike.
And I'm Alex. And Mike, I have to say, looking at the calendar, can you believe it's already January 2026?
I really can't. It feels like just yesterday we were sitting here, back in late 2023, early 2024, talking about chatbots. Remember that? Everyone was obsessed with getting a bot to write a poem or summarize an email.
Oh, the Gen AI hype cycle. I remember it fondly. And honestly, looking back, it was a simpler time. It was the era of the copilot. You sat there, you typed a prompt, and the machine gave you an answer. It was impressive, sure, but it was passive. It waited for you.
Passive is the perfect word for it. It was a tool you picked up. But today we are discussing something fundamentally different. The landscape in regional banking has shifted tectonically. We aren't talking about chatbots anymore. We are talking about agents.
Right. Agentic AI. The shift from Gen AI to agentic AI. And frankly, for our clients, those regional bank leaders, the CIOs, the COOs, this is the moment where the rubber actually meets the road. We're moving from systems that talk to systems that act.
And that is a terrifying distinction for some, and a liberating one for others. Today, we are basing our discussion on the latest insights from PyTech's Data Excellence Decree. We're going to unpack the reality of this technology in 2026. No hype, no fluff, just the engineering reality.
Exactly. We want to look at the plumbing, the risks, and honestly, the existential threats to the banking business model. Because Mike, the operating model of banking isn't just bending right now, it's being re-architected.
It is. So let's set the stage. The last 2 years were the co-pilot era, reactive assistance, low value if we're being honest. Nice to have, but it didn't move the needle on the balance sheet.
Agreed. Summarizing a PDF is cool, but it doesn't reduce your operating ratio.
Precisely. Now, in 2026, we are deploying agentic AI. The key difference here is agency, reasoning, multi-step planning. These systems don't wait for a prompt. They have high-level goals. You tell the system, minimize fraud in this portfolio, or optimize this client's liquidity position, and the system figures out the how.
It's the difference between asking an intern to please look up this specific regulation versus telling a senior associate, make sure we are compliant with this new law and fix it if we aren't. The agent is the latter. It's a proactive economic actor.
And that brings us to the first major pillar we need to discuss, efficiency. But not just efficiency in the boring sense. I'm talking about what PyTech calls invisible intelligence in the back office. Alex, you've seen the numbers in the white papers. They look fake.
They really do. When you see productivity gains of 200 to 2,000%, your instinct is to say, okay, someone put a decimal in the wrong place. We're used to linear growth. You know, you install a new software, you get a 5% bump. This is exponential.
So walk us through that. How do you get 2,000% productivity gains without simply making up numbers? What is happening in the engine room?
Okay, so let's look at the classic Gordian knot of banking, KYC and AML, Know Your Customer and Anti-Money Laundering.
Ah, the misery of KYC. I've been there. Thousands of analysts staring at screens, eyes glazing over, checking sanctions lists, reading PDFs, cross-referencing negative news. It is a soul-crushing job.
And humans are bad at it. After 4 hours, your attention span drops off a cliff. You miss things. It's slow, it's expensive. In an agentic model, what we call the AI factory, we don't just have a bot doing this. We have a multi-agent system, a mass.
This is the squad concept, right?
Exactly. Imagine a squad of specialized digital workers. You have Agent A. Let's call him the data gatherer. His only job is to pull raw data from the legacy core system. He doesn't analyze it, he just fetches it. Then you have Agent B, the researcher. This agent is scouring the open web, the dark web, adverse media, LexisNexis, you name it.
Okay, so far that sounds like standard automation.
But here is the twist. You have Agent C, the analyst, who synthesizes all that info. But then, and this is my favorite part, you have Agent D, the critic.
The critic. I love this concept.
The critic's sole job is to be a jerk. It is a hostile auditor. It looks at the work produced by the analyst and tries to tear it apart. It checks for hallucinations. It checks for logic gaps. It asks, are you sure this John Smith is the same John Smith from the sanctions list? The birth dates don't match.
That is fascinating. So you're essentially digitizing the maker-checker process.
Yes, but at machine speed. The agents debate each other. They go back and forth in milliseconds. Check the source again. Okay, checking. Confirmed. Only when the squad reaches a consensus does it present a final, fully drafted KYC file to a human.
So the human isn't doing the research anymore?
No. The human shifts from being the creator to the validator. We call this moving the human above the loop. In the deployments we are seeing now, one human expert can supervise a swarm of, say, 20 agent squads. That is where you get the 2,000% gain. You are removing the cognitive load of the grunt work entirely.
It's an assembly line of intelligence. It's incredible. But Alex, that's the defensive play. That's about saving money and being compliant. I want to pivot to the offensive side of this, the side that actually scares me a little bit.
You're talking about the end of inertia.
The end of inertia. This is a concept we've been tracking at PyTech. The idea that the traditional banking business model relies heavily on the customer being, well, lazy.
We call it the inertia dividend. And look, it's true. Why do regional banks make money? Because customers leave cash in 0.01% savings accounts. Because they forget to pay a credit card bill and get hit with a fee. Because they are too busy to shop around for a better mortgage rate.
Exactly. Friction is profitable. But agentic AI removes the friction. We are moving towards an agent-to-agent economy. A2A. We are seeing early stages of this now.
Walk me through the user experience there. What does that look like for a normal person?
Okay, so imagine you have a personal AI agent on your phone. It wakes up at 3 a.m. every single day. It scans every bank in the country. It sees that Bank X is offering 0.5% more yield than your current bank. It autonomously sweeps your idle cash out of your current account and into Bank X.
Without you lifting a finger.
You sleep through it. Then, right before a bill is due, it sweeps the money back. It executes a micro auction for every single transaction you make. Who has the best rewards for coffee right now? This card? Okay, swipe that one.
That destroys the net interest margin. It absolutely obliterates the NIM. It turns sticky deposits into hot money.
It's all hot money in an agentic world. If your bank cannot compete algorithmically, if you don't have the API infrastructure to negotiate with these customer agents in real time, you become a dumb pipe. You lose the relationship. The customer loyalty isn't to the bank anymore. It's to their own AI agent that saves them $4,000 a year.
That is the wake-up call. We tell our clients this all the time. You cannot just use AI to cut costs. You have to build agent-ready infrastructure to survive the A2A economy. If you aren't programmable, you are invisible.
But Alex, this brings us to the how. Because what we are describing, this high-speed algorithmic trading of consumer deposits, requires agility. And most regional banks, well, let's be charitable, they have character.
They have technical debt, Mike. You can say it. They are sitting on COBOL cores from 1980. The data is siloed in 5 different mainframes. How on earth does an autonomous agent function in that environment?
This is the pilot to production chasm. We see a massive chunk of the market stuck in what we call pilot purgatory. They have a cool demo, but they can't scale it because you can't run a Ferrari engine on a bicycle chassis.
So what is the fix? Because you can't just rip out the core banking system. That is open heart surgery. You will kill the patient.
No, you don't rip and replace. Not yet. You agentify the core. At PyTech, we talk about the data fabric overlay. Think of it as a universal translation layer.
Like an API wrapper?
More intelligent than that. It sits on top of the legacy systems, it pulls data, cleans it in real time, normalizing the definitions, and presents a unified, safe API to the agents. The agents never touch the raw COBOL. They touch the fabric.
So the fabric is the sanity check. It prevents what we call data poisoning, because if you point a powerful LLM or an agent at a messy database, it will just hallucinate faster.
Exactly. Garbage in, exponential garbage out. The fabric also protects you from something else we're seeing a lot of, agent washing.
Oh, I love this term. It's the new greenwashing.
It is. You have vendors running around selling old RPA, robotic process automation, and slapping an agent label on it. But there is a litmus test.
What's the test?
Resilience. An RPA bot is dumb. If the user interface changes, if a button moves 3 pixels to the right, the bot crashes. It panics. A true agent reasons. it looks at the screen and says, oh, the button moved. I'll click it over here. If your vendor's tool breaks because of a UI update, it's not an agent. It's a script.
That is a crucial distinction for any CTO listening. Do not buy rebranded scripts in 2026. Now, Mike, I want to take us down a bit of a rabbit hole. We've talked efficiency, we've talked competition. Let's talk risk. Because the regulators, the CFPB, the OCC, they are watching this like hawks.
As they should be.
The problem is the black box. If an agent denies a loan, you have to explain why. Legally, you cannot just say the computer said no. But these models are probabilistic. They don't think like us. How do you govern a system that thinks in a way you can't always see?
This is the single biggest barrier to entry. If you cannot explain the adverse action, you are non-compliant. Period. You're done.
So how do we solve that at PyTech?
We use a technique called decision chain logging. We don't just log the output. We force the agent to log its chain of thought. Imagine a diary of its brain.
So it has to write down its homework.
Exactly. The log reads like this. Step 1, I looked at the credit score. Step 2, I noticed a gap in employment in 2024. Step 3, I cross-referenced that with cash flow. Conclusion, I recommend denial based on income volatility. If the agent cannot produce that narrative log, the action is blocked.
We treat the agent like a junior analyst. If you can't show your work to the boss doesn't sign the paper.
Precisely. And that audit trail is what you hand to the regulators. It bridges the gap between probabilistic AI and deterministic regulation.
But there is a darker side to risk, Mike. It's not just about compliance, it's about security. I was reading about synthetic identity risk in the report. This actually kept me up at night.
It should. We are entering the era of adversarial AI. You have to realize, the bad guys have the same tools we do. They have GPT-5 class models too, and they are using them to generate synthetic identities.
Explain what that means, a synthetic identity.
It's a fake person, but not just a name and a social security number. It's a digital ghost with a mathematically perfect history. The AI generates a fake LinkedIn profile, fake employment history, fake social media footprint. It looks real to any human analyst.
And then they apply for credit.
They apply for loans at scale, thousands at a time. And here is the scary part. They mimic good behavior. They make payments. They build the credit score up. They nurture these fake people for months. And then boom.
The bust out.
They max out every credit line simultaneously and vanish. It's a synchronized heist executed by code.
So it's AI versus AI. A human analyst cannot spot a synthetic identity generated by a sophisticated agent. It's too perfect.
It's an arms race. You need what we call guardian agents, defensive AI specifically trained to spot the statistical anomalies of other AI generation, patterns in the metadata that a human eye would never see. If you aren't deploying defensive AI, you are bringing a knife to a gunfight.
That is a sobering thought. But I want to pivot back to the humans before we wrap up, because we've talked about automating the back office and we've talked about the risks. If I'm a mid-level compliance officer or a loan officer at a regional bank today, am I obsolete?
You aren't obsolete, Alex, but your job description is about to be deleted.
Okay, that sounds like a contradiction.
Here's what I mean. The doer role, the person who copies data from Excel to a form, is gone. That is 100% automatable. If your value proposition is, I type fast, you are in trouble. But the value of the human has never been higher.
We're seeing the rise of the AI orchestrator.
Yes, the orchestrator. This is a person who understands the business domain deeply, who knows what a good loan looks like intuitively, and uses that taste to tune the agent squad. It's less about processing volume and more about managing the risk of the machine.
So it's reskilling for oversight. We need people who can audit the decision chain we talked about earlier. We need people who can handle the edge cases, the weird, messy human situations that the AI rejects.
Exactly. The bank of the future isn't lights out automation. It's a human above the loop organization. The humans set the strategy, the humans handle the exceptions, and the humans hold the kill switch. The agents handle the volume.
But that requires a culture shift, not just a tech shift.
And that is the hardest part. The end of inertia applies to bank culture too. The banks that fail won't fail because they couldn't buy the GPUs. They will fail because their middle management refused to let go of the manual processes that gave them a sense of control. They will hug their spreadsheets all the way to bankruptcy.
Wow. Hug their spreadsheets to bankruptcy. That's, well, it's vivid. And probably accurate. So, Mike,
We've covered a lot, from the AI factory to the agent-to-agent economy. If you had to give one piece of advice to a regional bank CIO listening to this, staring at their 2026 roadmap, what is it?
Don't try to boil the ocean. I see so many banks trying to do everything at once. Do not try to replace your entire lending process overnight.
What's the methodology then?
Start with crawl, walk, run. Crawl with internal, non-customer facing agents. Fix your code, generate internal reports, safe stuff. Then walk with human in the loop. Agents draft the work, humans sign it, like the KYC example. Only then, only when you trust the governance, do you run with human above the loop.
And I'll add one more thing to that. Fix your data. An agent is only as intelligent as the data it perceives. If you ignore data excellence, your agents will just make mistakes faster and with more confidence than any human ever could.
Mistakes with confidence. That is the hallmark of a bad AI strategy. We want accuracy with accountability.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive, Mike. I think the message for our clients is clear. The tech is here. The risk is real, but the opportunity to redefine what a bank is has never been greater.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be in the industry, provided you're willing to adapt. Thank you for walking through this with me, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Mike. And to our listeners, PieTech Solutions is here to help you navigate that crawl, walk, run journey. You can find the full Agentic AI strategic playbook and the end of inertia reports on our website.
Stay skeptical, stay secure, and as always, keep your data clean.
Thanks for listening to PieTech Solutions. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.